News via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A major 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of western Turkey Friday, the U.S. Geological Survey said. Initial reports indicate damage to buildings, but no immediate casualties. The quake was felt from Istanbul to Athens and hit close to the Turkish resort city of Izmir, which has around 3 million residents. Turkey's interior minister said on Twitter they've heard about 6 collapsed buildings, while the environment minister adds some people are stuck in the rubble. Images on social media show water rushing through the streets of Izmir from an apparent sea surge. The USGS said the quake registered about 9 miles away from the Aegean Sea island of Samos. It was felt on the island of Crete and in the capital, Greece's capital of Athens, but there were no immediate reports of victims, according to local media. A new suspect is in custody in the investigation into a gruesome attack by a Tunisian man who killed 3 people in a French church. France heightened its security alert amid religious and geopolitical tensions around cartoons mocking the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Authorities say the new suspect in custody Friday is a 47-year-old man believed to have been in contact with the suspected attacker the night before the assault on the Notre Dame Basilica in Nice. Nigeria police say Friday 22 officers were killed and 205 police stations destroyed during nationwide protests this month and denied reports it had shot at peaceful protesters. Youth-led demonstrations against police brutality and poor governance erupted October 8th across Africa's most populous country. Poland's capital prepares for a mass demonstration Friday against a court ruling that would ban almost all abortions. Crowds of protesters are expected to defy coronavirus restrictions and risk contagion to join the demonstration. This is VOA News. Former Turkish Prime Minister Mesut Yılmaz died Friday of cancer, his family said. The conservative with a pugnacious style and trademark square glasses oversaw 3 governments in the 1990s as the country lurched between political crises. Yılmaz also served as foreign minister in the 1980s. He was 73. The highly influential head of the Serbian Orthodox Church in Montenegro, Archbishop Amfilohije, died Friday at the age of 82 after a battle with COVID-19, the church said. Amfilohije died in a hospital. He had served in the top religious spot for some 30 years. Millions more people in northern England face stricter coronavirus rules next week, the government said Friday, as it perseveres with a localized response to surging case rates. Starting Monday, nearly 2.4 million residents in 5 districts of West Yorkshire, including in the city of Leeds, will be barred from socializing with other households indoors. The move means more than 11 million people, or about a fifth of England's population, will be under the tightest restrictions starting next week. Fans flooded into a baseball stadium in Japan that will host Olympic events next year as officials tested virus prevention measures Friday with their eyes on the delayed games. The experiment will see 3 daily matches played at the 32,000-seat Yokohama Stadium with 80% to 100% of seats filled, an exception to government guidelines that sports venues should operate at half capacity. Engineers have installed dozens of high-resolution cameras and sensors across the stadium to monitor mask wearing and the movements of excited fans. A common saying in North America is spring forward, fall back, meant to remind you to set your clocks back, ending daylight savings time. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports it's that time and it will affect your sleep.
Dealing with the changes that COVID-19 has brought is tough enough. Starting Sunday, with daylight saving time, most Americans will also have less light during the day. Dr. Phyllis Z is a sleep specialist with Northwestern University.
Not only are we dealing with the natural changes, but COVID has really restricted individuals from their usual kind of what I would say social structure, which is also an important aspect of what I would call circadian health.
Her suggestions: exercise and get as much light as possible.
Be sure to be active, because that will help you sleep better during the night, and the light will help realign your circadian rhythm more.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Right now.